Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, an eerie Clark Gable story, and I'm going to tell you what happened when I conducted my new meditation experiment. Now, this was something that was difficult for me. I know this would not be difficult for many of you listening, perhaps, but I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do what I did. And my wife, Lauren, certainly had her doubts. But I'm going to tell you what happened. That's coming up later in the show. But first, this story about Clark Gable. Now, for one thing, Clark Gable, you know, he was one of the most famous actors who ever lived. And I don't know if the word eerie is the right word for this story. It's definitely otherworldly. I think it's a little eerie because it has to do with being observed by beings that are outside of our realm. And this especially caught my eye because apparently Clark Gable, he is often associated with paranormal stuff. And let me just remind you, okay, if you're not sure exactly who I'm talking about, He delivered one of the most famous lines in Hollywood history. He was in Gone with the Wind, and he delivered the line, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." And apparently that was kind of strong language at the time, and so it got a lot of attention. So that was Clark Gable. And that guy, he was so famous that he was as famous as maybe somebody like Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise is today. And in 1942, he was married to a famous actress named Carol Lombard. And so they were like this star couple. It was kind of like, you know, when Tom Cruise got married to Nicole Kidman. And, you know, there was all this fodder for gossip. But it seemed like that Gable and Lombard, they really loved each other. It wasn't like some staged Hollywood marriage. And there was a tragedy that happened right there in the midst of their romance in 1942. When Carol Lombard was 33 years old, she was flying back toward Los Angeles from out east. This is in the midst of World War II. And it was nighttime. It was stormy. And her plane crashed into this mountain called Mount Potosi, which is right outside of Vegas and very close to this little town called Good Springs, Nevada. And there is a saloon there called the Pioneer Saloon. And you may remember, if you go back to episode 20 of this podcast, it was called The Haunted Pioneer Saloon. I went there. I did a whole podcast just about my field investigation at the Pioneer Saloon. And of course, one of the reasons I paid attention to this Clark Gable story I'm going to show you is because that after Carol Lombard crashed there, Clark Gable rushed out to Nevada to see, you know, what the status of his wife was, because nobody knew if there were any survivors. This was in a very remote, rugged area. He wanted to be part of the rescue crew. They wouldn't let him. And so he stayed at the closest point of civilization, the Pioneer Saloon, which also, I believe, had a hotel at the time. He stayed there for days at the bar, just drinking and smoking cigarettes and praying while the rescue crew was out there, you know, climbing this mountain to find out what had happened. And they had to come back and deliver the terrible news to him that his wife had perished. So again, she was 33 and he was 41 at the time. So, you can imagine, Pioneer Saloon is haunted for a lot of different reasons. You know, miners shooting each other over poker games and such. But there are people who say they see the ghost of Clark Gable there. Now, even though Clark Gable did not die there, a lot of times people's ghosts are seen at places where the person did not die. If something traumatic happened to a person, and that was is about as traumatic as it can get, I guess, the person expresses this huge surge of energy, which can burn something we think of as an imprint or some residual energy in that environment. It might be similar to how like an electromagnetic pulse could burn a recording onto an old VHS tape or an audio cassette tape, that kind of thing. We just don't know for sure. But there are people who say they've seen him there. And in fact, on the bar at the old Pioneer Saloon, there is this kind of a deep hole. And they claim, some claim that that is where Clark Gable over the days would sit there and crush out his cigarettes as he was waiting on this news to find out if she was alive or not. And he was a very heavy smoker. And in fact, he died in 1960 when he was 59 of a heart attack. And a lot of people blamed the smoking for that. Well, that's why I've had an interest in Clark Gable and this, you know, paranormal topic. And then last October for my birthday, my wife gave me a copy of this book that was published in the early 1960s called Fate's Strangest Mysteries, compiled by the editors of Fate magazine. A true and startling chronicle of fantastic people and strange events science cannot explain. And when I got this, I immediately loved this book. And I know Phyllis Galdi, who is, she owns Fate magazine now, and she was kind enough to give me permission to occasionally read a story to you from this book. And I read one not too long ago. These are true stories that people submitted to fate. And again, this is an old book. This book cost 50 cents when it came out around 1961 or 62. And you've probably never heard these stories before. And I implore you, if you have not gone to fatemag.com in a while, do it. Go there, check out all of, they have a store there. They have print issues you can get, e-issues. They have all kinds of stuff. Fatemag.com. FATEMAG.com. So thank you to Phyllis Galdi for giving me permission to read you some stories once in a while, because I came across this old story that I'd never heard. It's called Clark Gable's Mystic Journey. And I was like, huh. Well, I know this one paranormal story about Clark Gable. What's this other one? Well, I'm going to read it to you right now, and I may skip some parts here and there. This is written by Dana Howard. I don't know who that is, but this obviously was written right after Clark Gable died. Clark Gable's sudden death has revived in my memory the days when his name first began to appear in the theaters of the world. An article of mine titled Substitute Fatherhood had just been published in Psychology magazine when I first met Mr. Gable. I had covered the court trial where Mr. Gable was accused of fathering an illegitimate child. The accuser was a love-crazed English woman suffering from a paranoid quirk. Gable's good sportsmanship ruled his actions then, just as it continued to rule through the ensuing years. Okay, so let's skip along here. It says here, at a certain point, this person, who obviously is, again, a professional writer, got this job working for another publication. I was on the staff of the Ullman Publications in their Hollywood office and had come to New York to cover the trial. Okay, so I guess, you know, this is the same incident. Sorry about that. So let's see here. So this writer literally got to go to cover the trial, and guess what? The writer got to meet Clark Gable. As he sat in his dressing room at MGM Studio, Mr. Gable unfolded the story that has remained etched in my consciousness, although nearly 30 years have passed since then. He called it three-day amnesia. However, considered in the light of occult knowledge, I believe it was an experience in the supernormal. At any rate, it laid the cornerstone for his career as an all-time great in motion picture history. As a review of his life will reveal, Clark Gable was not born to riches and greatness. In his youth, he worked very hard for everything he obtained from life. He was a roustabout in the oil fields. He chivied logs in the Great Northwest. Anything and everything that paid for a living wage, he pursued. Meanwhile, he yearned to become an actor. His first real opportunity in the theater was the leading role in an intense drama called Blind Windows. This was around 1932 in New York. For weeks, he had put every ounce of his emotional intensity into rehearsals. His body was weary with fatigue. His mind was filled with fog-banked hopes. And then, one Friday night, tired and spent, he started a long walk. What do you think is going to happen to Clark Gable on this long walk? Well, when we come back from our break, I'm going to continue telling you all about it. And again, I bet you never heard this story before. By the way, you know that I occasionally produce a show here in the Las Vegas area called The Paranormal Vegas Show. We used to call it Creepy Vegas, but now we call it Paranormal Vegas. And it turns out that we're only going to have one show for all of 2024 due to some other obligations. It's going to be on February the 27th at 7 p.m. And if you live near Las Vegas, well, let me just say, this is a 60-minute show. It's warm and indoors. You get to touch real evidence. We're talking about ghosts, UFOs, cryptid, psychic phenomena. You can take selfies. It's for all ages. You get to see the real footage and the best evidence of these ghosts and UFOs and monsters. I mean, this is a show I put together for you. And if you go get your ticket right now, there are, I believe, 29 seats available. It costs you right now the early bird price of $9.95 per ticket, all ages. You're not going to be able to beat that. We do it in Boulder City, Nevada, about 30 minutes right outside of Vegas, so you can avoid the strip. Go to paranormalvegas.com and get your ticket immediately. ParanormalVegas.com and get your ticket to Joshua P. Warren's Paranormal Vegas show. Now, Nick Weird is going to be hosting it, but let me tell you something. You're going to love it. I am Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato zume. And I hope you're enjoying this tale, and if you like this podcast in general, well, you know what? It's a free podcast. And if you're new to it and you want to enjoy more free stuff, please sign up for my free e-newsletter. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P when you type that in, and right there on the homepage it says put in your email address and hit submit, and for Joshua's newsletter, something like that. You do that, and boom! You instantaneously receive an automated email from me with links to some free online goodies that will help you start making your life more magical. And then you will get breaking news, exclusive stuff that I only send out to people through my e-newsletter. Sign up right there at joshuapwarren.com. Back to this story about
the famous actor Clark Gable. So apparently, here's what we can gather so far. This writer named Dana Howard got to sit down in person with Clark Gable sometime in the 1930s. And that's when Gone with the Wind came out. And he starts talking about this experience that he had before he was famous, really. I mean, the writer is saying that the first real opportunity that Gable got in the theater, when I'm talking like, you know, on stage, probably like Broadway, I'm assuming here in New York, was this very intense drama called Blind Windows. And it was really draining him and he was feeling weary and fatigued. And so one night, he was probably just sort of even doubting that this was the right direction for his life. And so he decided to go out by himself on a Friday night, tired and spent, and he started a long walk. So here's what the story says. Quote, "It seemed to me I was walking out on the pier," he told us. Quote, "I hadn't gone far when I came face to face with a dirty, ragged, disheveled tramp. Where you going, Bo?" he asked. And I'm going to pause here and say it's spelled B-O. "Where you going, Bo?" he asked. I replied, "I'm going for a swim." Gable stated the tramp looked him over before answering. And then with a smirk on his face, he said, "But you ain't going to be needing them duds where you're going. Get them off." Gable said he did not attempt to argue. It was apparent the man needed a new suit of clothes, so the exchange of raiment was made. Then, as an afterthought, the tramp asked for his money. Without a moment's hesitancy, he told him that every dime he had in the world was in the pocket of his pants, $30 in all. He bid the tramp goodbye and moved on down the pier. A little farther along, he met another man, a kindly, elderly gentleman. His clothes had seen better days, but they were of fine material and spotlessly clean. Quote, "He was the kindest, most beautiful male face I had ever seen," Gable said. "He was like someone from another world," end quote. Quote, "Where are you going, young man?" he asked in a clear, resonant voice. "I'm going for a swim," Gable replied. They chatted for a few moments, and then the older man asked, "Why not come home with me?" Somehow, it seemed like a good suggestion, and there was something about the man Gable could not resist, so he went along home with him. Quote, "To this day, I do not know where that home was," he told me. "But it was the cleanest, homiest place I have ever seen. It was simply furnished, but there was a restfulness and a sense of security there," end quote. The man had a daughter, and Clark Gable described her and said she was beautiful beyond words, with beauty of soul and beauty of body. She was affectionate in her greeting and was soon preparing coffee and sandwiches for him. She was like a live angel moving about the apartment. She held him in spellbound fascination, he said. Quote, "I had met my plenty of feminine pulchritude," he said. Okay, let's look that word up. Do you know what that means? Pulchritude? Let's do this together. Maybe I should have done more show prep, but... Oh, no, that just means beauty. Pulchritude. Okay, if you want to impress your loved one, tell your girlfriend her pulchritude is overwhelming. All right, so he said, "I had met plenty of feminine pulchritude," he said, "but no woman affected me as she did. There was nothing sensual about it. I felt I was in the presence of an angel." And then... "Before retiring, she kissed me goodnight. It was not a kiss of the flesh. It was a kiss of the spirit," end quote. Wow. This is... Oh, I was going to make a joke, but I guess I better not. It's a family-friendly show. Don't worry. Then the old man sat him down at a table, and looking him straight in the eye, he began to draw him a word picture of the years to come. He told Clark Gable of his own life. Quote, "I was once very famous," he said. "I was very wealthy. I was married to a woman I loved very dearly." End quote. And he also told him that possessions are only loaned to one for the duration. They must eventually be surrendered, he said. Quote, "And so I gave fame away," the old man said. "And then I gave wealth away. Finally, I gave personalized love away," end quote. He spoke of humility and sacrifice, of the fickle public that one day cheers, the next day sneers. He told of the pitfalls of too much money. He warned against the seductiveness of women. He instructed him in the higher values of life. In short, he gave him the do's and the don'ts for the pattern of his coming success. And there in that room, which Mr. Gable could not identify, his future was mapped out. Monday morning came and Mr. Gable returned to normal consciousness. But there now were 3 days missing from his life. He went to rehearsal. Lunchtime came. He started his walk down Broadway to his usual eating place. And suddenly, about 50 yards ahead of him, he saw her, the old man's daughter. He started toward her, jostling the crowd. He tried to call to her, but in his breathless hurry, the words did not carry. Finally, he caught up with her, but she paid no attention to him. He reached out to touch her shoulder, and his hand went through thin air. The girl was not there. The most outstanding quotation I remember from what Clark Gable said is, quote, "There in that place where there was neither money nor the things we strive for, I felt a sense of peace and happiness approaching the supernatural. That strange interlude influenced me beyond anything I have ever experienced. In that 3 days I lost out of my life, I found myself," end quote. Following this transdimensional experience, Clark Gable enjoyed more than 30 years of epoch-making success. There are many occult factors involved. First came the intensity of his zeal. This role in Blind Windows was the part he had hoped for. He turned on his personal dynamo full speed. Suddenly something exploded. The breakthrough came, and suddenly his consciousness was released into the great unknown. It reached another dimension. Without losing his own identity in that moment, Clark Gable became a universal citizen. Let's examine the symbolism of the dream. Clark Gable went out on the pier. He was experiencing an extension of consciousness. He was looking for a swim, a form of ablution, a preparation for a new life. He exchanged his one good suit of clothes for the tramp's rags, a lesson in humility and sacrifice. And thus he earned the privilege of penetrating the next dimension, where he met a soul who drafted the years ahead, and at the same time made him know that fame is transient, that money, too, is on loan from the Universal Bank. He told him also that personal love is the essence of God's love, that one day one would supplant the other. All of this comprises a perspective which few of us attain, but one which Clark Gable never lost. I like to think that this grand old man, who Clark Gable first met out there on the pier, together with his beautiful daughter, were there to meet him on November 16th, 1960, when he left this world for the next. Wow. Did that one give you some goosebumps? When we come back, I'll give you a couple more thoughts on that. And then I'm going to tell you about my recent experiment in meditation, and I've got a tip that you might find useful as well. If you've always wondered, like, what would it be like to meditate? Because you just can't do it. Your mind's racing. You're too distracted. Well, I'll tell you how I overcame that, at least for a little bit. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Yeah, that's a pretty wild story about Clark Gable, don't you think, from Fate's Strangest Mysteries. I want to thank Phyllis Galdi again and for letting me read that to you. Go to Fate Magazine. Actually, it's Fate Mag, fatemag.com. I like this story because it's a story about not only fate, but also destiny and this concept that maybe there are beings that are sort of, you know, in a spiritual realm watching us, trying to help us along. Maybe they give us ideas. Maybe they create opportunities for us if we are open to them and we have the right kind of heart. I don't know if they are necessarily angelic. But it reminds me somewhat of that movie, The Adjustment Bureau, that I was telling you about a while back. That, you know, some people have a destiny and a fate, and there are people there who are supposed to help them along the way, for better or for worse, depending on if you agree with how your your destiny is supposed to turn out, I guess. But I wouldn't quite call that Clark Gable story a story with an amazing happy ending. It's sort of the cousin of an amazing happy ending story. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, for over 2 years now, I have been collecting true stories from around the world for this new book that is going to be coming out very soon. It is called Amazing Happy Endings, True Stories That Will Make You Smile. And I just got on the podcast and in other media, and I said, there are only four rules. You send me these stories that you have, but number one, your story must be true. Number two, your story must be short, ideally no more than a few paragraphs. Number three, your story must be amazing. And number four, your story must have a happy ending. And I just fell in love with the selection of stories that came in. I didn't know it was going to take me over 2 years to put this all together, but I was in no hurry. I wanted to be patient and pick out what I thought were some of the best ones. And also, I did register Amazing Happy Endings as a trademark. It is now fully registered as a U.S. trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, because I think that this could become a series of very interesting products that are kind of inspirational and curious and humorous. And so I have big plans for this. So it's all going to launch here very soon. I just I have to authorize or I guess approve of like one or two more proofs. And I'm thinking that Amazing Happy Endings, at least in paperback form and possibly Kindle, will be available on Amazon probably sometime February of 2024. So that's about, you know, that's coming up very soon. And now I am also going to do an audiobook version of this. I don't know if the audiobook's going to come out the same time as the paperback. We'll see. But I know a lot of people, like if you listen to podcasts, well, then a lot of you also enjoy audiobooks. That's not always the case. But I like listening to audiobooks when I'm in the shower or if I'm on a road trip. So that's all something to look forward to. I'll let you know when Amazing Happy Endings, the book, is finally available. And many of the stories came from those of you who listen to this podcast. So it's actually a very exciting thing that has is coming to fruition this year. Well, here is a challenge that I gave myself that I had alluded to on a past podcast. I'm always juggling way too many projects. It's the story of my life. And this Amazing Happy Endings thing is just another example of one of the many things that I'm working on all the time as a side project. And I, therefore, have difficulty sitting still and focusing on one thing for a long period of time. If I'm going to watch a movie, it needs to grab my attention pretty quickly and really, you know, suck me in there. And so I have always found it difficult to meditate. And people talk about how beneficial meditation is, how it makes you feel better. And I went out and I started buying these little hourglass. Actually, it's like they're little timers. It's like a miniature hourglass. I think I just got them all off of Amazon. I have one. It's in my hands right now. It looks just like a little hourglass with sand in it, but it's a 1 minute timer. So I figure if I can meditate for 1 minute, then I'll move up from there to my next timer I have sitting here. And this is a 3 minute timer, and I'll just sort of increase it. But what do you do when you meditate? Well, everybody says the easiest thing to do is to just kind of relax and repeat a mantra, because it takes your mind off of things. And I have this book I've mentioned to you before called Moldavite Magic by Ball Cadman. And on page, well, they're not numbered, but on one of the pages of this book, he says, here is a mantra to promote physical healing. And I think that's very important. You know, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and so I'm always looking for things to make myself feel better. I got to kind of stay on top of that. And so this is a mantra that he includes, and the mantra is Om Sri Dhanvantre Namaha, Om Sri Dhanvantre Namaha. Now, it doesn't matter if you literally know what the words are. I actually think in many cases it's better not to know literally, because if you know what the words mean, then it is going to excite that critical part of your brain that's going to be, you know, trying to make intellectual sense of what's happening. And that's not good. You want your whole brain to kind of just relax and let go from the intellectual side. That's why as I've mentioned before, when it comes to like words you use and magical spells, a lot of them are nonsense, like bibbidi bobbidi boo, abracadabra, agiotato zume. These are words that don't have a literal meaning, because when you say them, that means that the creative side of the brain can run wild, and it allows the clinical, intellectual, critical side of the brain to relax. So I prefer not to know exactly what I'm saying when I do a mantra. So here's what I decided to do. I said, okay, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to buy a real hourglass, you know, Wizard of Oz style. So I bought a true 1 hour hourglass, just with the sand in it. And I told Lauren, I said, I'm going to sit down and I think I can go for 1 hour. And she goes, there's no way you can make your brain stop racing for an hour. She just didn't think it could happen. So I said, you may be right. When I got this hourglass, the first thing I did was I set it down in my office and I put a video camera on it and I recorded it for an hour to make sure that it actually was an authentic hourglass. And sure enough, it was uncanny, like right down to the second. It was like a perfect 60 minutes, this hourglass. So then I just kept it sitting around. I'd look at it once in a while and I'd think, like, when am I going to feel like I'm in the mood for this? So finally one evening, I go, tonight's the night. And I'd been up late. Lauren had already gone to bed. The house was quiet. The dogs were put away. So I take out the hourglass. I went into my studio and I have a mattress in my studio. A lot of times I just sleep in here, you know, when I'm working on stuff. And I put the hourglass in front of me. This is probably like 3 o'clock in the morning. I put the hourglass about 10 or 12 feet in front of me. And I had this, little light that would shine up on it. And I made sure the room was dim, but I did not want to fall asleep. And so I sat there and I actually did print out the phrase Om Sri Don Von Trena Maha, because I figured after I said it so many times, it might just sort of, my lips might become so loosey goosey and I might get so out of it that I couldn't even remember the phrase. So I started it. I had some white noise going. I laid back and I just stared at that hourglass saying Om Sri Don Von Trena Maha, Om Sri Don Von Trena Maha. And let me tell you, that it was a long hour. It did not fly by for me. About the first 10 minutes, I guess, because, you know, it's hard to even tell how time is passing. But I for the first 10 minutes, I felt like I'm a guy sitting, you know, like we're lying here looking at an hourglass. And then I would say after about 10 minutes, things began to shift. Now, I promise you, I never went to sleep. But what started to slowly happen is I started feeling lighter and lighter and a little bit number. And then at a certain point, I can't tell you when the transition happened, but I became aware of this sensation that I was sort of hovering above my body, that I wasn't actually in my physical body anymore. And I didn't like snap out of it, though. I just relaxed and went with it and kind of started breathing deeper as I was saying the mantra. And then my vision began to change. And it almost seemed like I was in a room full of those sort of striking colors that you get right around dawn or sunset. You know, a lot of those sort of those hues of kind of purple and orange and red. And it was very relaxing. And there wasn't any, my mind was not even tempted to shift around and think about other things. And then when the sand finally ran out, I just sort of felt like I just floated kind of back into my body. There was nothing jarring about it. And then I realized that I felt very good. I felt really good. I didn't even feel sleepy at that point. I got to take a break. When I come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about what happened after that. And then I want to share with you an email I got from a listener. I believe he's in California, about mojo. Something he did that you can do that might increase your mojo. Do you even know exactly what mojo is? Most people think of mojo in a slightly incorrect way. We're going to dig into that and more when we come back. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And you know how you hear about this thing called like a hypnagogic state? Hypnagogia. They say it's a transitional state from wakefulness to sleep, also defined as the waning state of consciousness during the onset of sleep. Mental phenomena may occur during the threshold consciousness phases like hallucinations, lucid dreaming, sleep paralysis. I know all about that, and I don't think I was in a hypnagogic state. I really don't. I have no way of being able to define exactly what I was experiencing, but... I liked it. And the next day, I did feel better. And so the next day, I was in the kitchen. I said, Lauren, guess what I did last night? She goes, there's no telling. I said, I meditated for a full hour. And she rolls her eyes and goes, oh, you just went to sleep. And I was like, hey, what's with the attitude here? Why do you have a problem believing that I might be able to meditate here for an hour? And then it occurred to me, oh, I see what's happening. It's not that she's just jealous, perhaps. It's that she is afraid that I'm going to evolve and advance into a much more superior, transcendent spiritual being, and that I will leave her behind. I don't know if you've ever seen... If you've ever seen the movie Watchmen, the guy with the big, big blue body who he transcends everyone else. He becomes more enlightened and he leaves them behind and goes to Mars. I think she's afraid that this is what's going to happen. Something's going to swell here. But no, don't worry. I would never, ever allow that to occur. You know, my old buddy Jim Mars, I asked him one time, I said, Jim, you know, because he wrote Alien Agenda. I said, Jim, if after all the work you've done, if a flying saucer came over right now and aliens came down and said, come with us, we want to take you off into space, but you can't ever come back to Earth, would you go? And Jim thought for a second, and then with that Texas drawl, he goes, well, I might ask if I could take my wife. So, yes, a wife's a necessary thing. You know, I used to do this segment on the show called Things to Make My Wife Mad, where I would poke fun at Lauren, and I don't do that segment anymore because it turns out it worked. So her sense of humor only goes so far. But I did, and I don't, you know what? I'm glad I did it, but I wouldn't do it on a regular basis. It's still, I don't know, I'm still fighting that dynamic force that just, you know, the attention that I have is very strong to get a lot done in a short period of time. But anyway, that's how my experience went. Now, let's go to some listener emails, at least one here. Never have enough time, do I? Okay. You know how people talk about my mojo? You hear somebody say like, oh, my mojo's off, especially, you know, living in Las Vegas where you have gamblers around. People say, like, oh, my mojo's down today or whatever. And I guess it goes back to like the Austin Powers sort of mindset about my mojo. So people think of their mojo as kind of their charm or their magical persuasive presence or something along those lines. But actually, a mojo is a physical thing. And I'm not an expert on this, so I just want to read this to you. A mojo in the African American spiritual practice called hoodoo is an amulet consisting of a flannel bag containing one or more magical items. It is a, quote, prayer in a bag, or a spell that can be carried with or on the host's body. And there are all kinds of different names for them. The word mojo also refers to magic and charms. Mojo containers are bags, gourds, bottles, shells, and other containers. The making of mojo bags in hoodoo is a system of African American occult magic. The creation of mojo bags is an esoteric system that involves sometimes housing spirits inside of bags for either protection, healing, or harm, and to consult with spirits. Other times, mojo bags are created to manifest results in a person's life, such as good luck, money, or love. The etymology here, it says the word mojo is believed to be derived from this other word, moyo, which means, quote, to the spirits that dwelt within magical charms, end quote. So I tell you this because I got this email recently from a listener named Dan, and I believe he is in California. And he wrote, hi, Joshua. I recently bought some small pouches that can clip onto your keychain, etc. It has a Velcro closure. I put my Buddha stone in it, a $5 bill, my personal sigil, and now the luck, money, and $100 bill sigil, so it's kind of like a mojo. Not more than 2 hours later, I got direct deposited my bonus for the year. Now, granted, I was expecting it at some point, but still. And he said, an interesting story on my Buddha stone. I had one from a kit I bought Plus, I had a new one I got from your Halloween mystery box, a bigger one. No sooner did I get the new one, I lost the old one. This weekend, I was doing some cleaning up and found it in my chair. I carry it with me often. I thought I had lost it in the field. I won't lose it now or the new one. They are both in pouches now, and I'll let you know if any other things happen. Dan. Well, interesting idea, Dan. I like it. I like it. You know, if you're listening and you've never been to my curiosity shop, go there and you'll see all kinds of stuff. You can get a personalized sigil. Occasionally, I'll have Buddha stones available if I can get my hands on them. And I also have some other really interesting stuff that, I plan to produce for you over the next few months. Some of it will be stuff I do not talk about on this podcast, but always go to the curiosity shop at joshuapwarren.com. And again, sign up for my free e-newsletter. So you'll know when I have these limited runs of things, but that's cool, Dan. I like that idea of taking some of these things that are meaningful and turning them into a pouch, carrying them with you. And, you know what? I think I have just enough time here to share a quick story with you before we play the good fortune tone and go out with that. I was thinking the other day, I call this mental manna. I was thinking the other day about when I was born, what was my first memory that I had? And my earliest memory, and what does this say about a person? Maybe I've talked about this. My very first memory was looking over. I was in a crib and I looked over and there was a big stuffed Cookie Monster sitting there. And that's the first moment of consciousness that I have related to this world. The first thing I saw that I can remember was not a person. It was a big blue furry creature that actually doesn't exist. By the way, did you know that Cookie Monster's real name is Sid? He came out at some point and said that. You know, Cookie Monster from Sesame Street. They say that Cookie Monster was created because Jim Henson got some jobs with like food companies creating monsters that would eat different snacks and like, oh, and love them. And they never were actually used. But, you know, he had them around. And so one of them was Cookie Monster. And so he used that in Sesame Street during the debut, and everybody loved it. Of course, now people are like, oh, he's making kids fat, you know, because so they try to balance out Cookie Monster with healthy eating tips. But I always thought to myself, I wonder how that affected my grasp of reality. That the first thing that I saw when I entered this dimension was a fantastical creature. And maybe that had something to do with inspiring my weird interests in life. What was your first memory? Think about it. Psychoanalyze it. Do you see a connection between how your life has turned out and your very first, earliest memory of something clear in this dimension? It's an interesting topic. Maybe if you send me your emails about that, I'll find one I can read here on the show. All right. Well, it is now that time, my friends, when we all try to collectively manifest at least another great 7 days, if not longer, for ourselves. If you can, close your eyes. Regardless, take some deep breaths, relax, and let us reach out in the world of spirit and hold hands as we experience the one, the only, the original, the 22nd good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.